Blessed are those who can embrace the darkness, opening the way to loving light. No DNA can fail to fear its death, nor asthmatic fail to fight for breath, instinctively in terror of the night. Even so, we know life can't be endless. Some would like their being to be endless, each day, each hour, each moment free of darkness, the fear of it, the thought of coming night, hidden neath the holiness of light, ever wishing for eternal breath, less alive, since less alive to death. In faith, one finds an antidote to death, zealously believing in an endless afterlife, a being beyond breath breaking like a dawn upon the darkness, each soul reborn into eternal light, timeless in a garden shorn of night, happiness forever free of night. Each moment is a moment, because death lets one limn the ecstasy of light, lets one grasp one's joy, because not endless, every moment bearing one towards darkness, now each more dear for one's short lease on breath. Grace can be granted in a single breath, as one finds Eden on the edge of night, blessed by both the light and coming darkness, rejoicing in the gift of life and death. Infinity is instant and yet endless. Each consciousness is blind, yet full of light. Let each moment be eternal light, as all that is compassed in each breath. Nor can one be, but one is all and endless, despite the doleful destiny of night. Knowing this, one need not turn from death, embracing it, for life is lit by darkness. No God need turn that darkness into light, nor miracle decree the death of night, as every breath sustains a grace that's endless.